welcome everyone to Italian Pod's newest culture show. Ci scusiamo per il ritardo, or excuse us for the delay. And that comes right to you from kind of a common situation in Italian travel when trains or buses or planes or whatever mode of transportation you're taking seems to be stuck somewhere where you're not. So you're left waiting. So this is a culture show all about travel and more than just physical travel, about kind of cultural travel and navigating your way around Italy and Italian culture. So Marco De Mutis and I are your guides. We normally kind of help you with Italian language, but here we're trying to help you sort out the Italian culture and learn some things about Italian cities and places. So today we're going to be talking all about Genoa, and we do have our own Marco who's taking a trip. It's Ferragosto, it's the end of August, and it's time for Italians to take their travels abroad or wherever have you. So he's in Genoa right now. I think we're expecting a phone call.
Pronto, Catherine, do you hear me?
Oh, hi, Marco. I was just saying you're about to call us.
Hi, yes, I'm in Genoa. It's a beautiful city, Genova.
So, Genoa or Genova? This has been a big question because, you know, in English we say Genoa.
If you can pronounce the V, you can say Genova. If you cannot, just say Genoa.
All right, so Italians do say Genova with a V.
Yes, apart the ones who cannot pronounce the V, they cannot, they say Genoa.
Okay, so don't be confused if you hear two different names because it is the same place, Genoa, Genova, but in standard Italian you'll hear Genova. All right, so how's the weather out there? Is it nice and cold?
Yeah, no, it's a very fresh air and it's a blue sky. I'm actually here close to the aquarium.
Oh yeah?
I don't know if you know, but here there is like the biggest Parco Marino of Europe, Marine Park.
Marine Park, all right. I did not know that. And that
biggest in Europe, amazing. The jellyfish are beautiful.
Are they? Don't touch anything. Oh well, it makes sense, I think, because Genoa is up there on the water, kind of close to France, right? Do they speak French in Genoa?
No, no, but their dialect sounds as not comprehensible as French for me.
So you understand more French than you understand Genoese, is that right?
Yeah, I am trying to communicate in Italian, but sometimes the old people...
Not so much.
No, they are kind of reluctant of speaking with me sometimes.
Well, I think most people are reluctant to speaking with you sometimes. There are some stereotypes among the Italians about one another, but we'll leave those.
Braccette, braccine, che non siete altro.
All right, so I'm curious. You know, I'm stuck here eating like cafeteria food. What have you been eating over there?
I'm sorry for you because here the food is amazing. Genoa is Genova. It's famous for mainly two great dishes that you for sure heard about: the pesto alla genovese.
Pesto? What is that? Like pestilence?
What's no? Cosa dici? No. You should really come here. Pesto is a kind of sauce, the green sauce. Come on, the one, la pasta al pesto, il pesto alla genovese.
So it's kind of it's like basil, right? It's a basil based olive oil sauce.
Pesto is a whole word. You should try it. And then la focaccia.
Ooh, now I know what that is. Focaccia.
Focaccia comes from Genova, and they have, you know, the basic one with the oil, but then they have many different kinds.
A little bit of sea salt, a little bit of rosemary.
Yes.
So focaccia is that kind of, it's not a flatbread. It is leavened, but it's not necessarily like a big fluffy loaf of bread. So it's about, you know, 4 centimeters thick, I'd say, about an inch thick, 2.5 inch thick, and it's usually square pieces, right? You can get it everywhere.
Yes, square, rectangular, I don't know, I didn't measure. Anyway, what are you doing in the office?
You know, recording, researching, translating.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, well, I can't go on a trip to Genoa like some of us.
Hey, this is anthropological research for a user here. I was researching today at the aquarium with the jellyfish. I found out that there's a lot of people that come from Genoa that are very famous. I don't know if it's interesting for you. Do you want to know?
No, really? I mean, Genoa is a big city, but it's not that big. It's not like Venice, I would believe you.
No,
but...
well, think of it. Okay, let me just tell you a few names. Cristoforo Colombo. Sorry. Italy.
Christopher Columbus, I think you meant to say.
Cristoforo Colombo.
Cristoforo Colombo was Italian.
Yeah, well, he was
don't
Italian.
Don't tell the Spanish because anything.
Yeah, but the Spanish were the only ones who gave him money to travel. So,
you
know.
He comes from Genova.
Awesome.
Then Paganini.
Really? No, I thought Paganini was from outside of Venice. I thought it was from Veneto.
No, Paganini is from Genova. He's amazing. Great violinist.
Yeah, he wrote some of the hardest works ever for that instrument.
And also Renzo Piano, that is an internationally famous architect that built many, many different things, and also built the new harbor, the new docks area in Genova.
Really?
Yes, in
so there is a lot of, there's like a lot of coastline there. Can you go swimming? Would you go swimming in the ocean?
I certainly would. The Mar Tirreno, this side of the sea is beautiful, very blue. But if I could spend some more time here, I would actually go maybe south around La Spezia, the area of Cinque Terre.
Cinque Terre, so the five lands. And those are like five little villages, right, that are kind of perched on a walkway. It's a very long, long walkway along the edge of the, you know, the coast, really.
Yes, maybe I'll go there later to have a swim while you're in the office.
Coffin? Is that what you're trying to say? Well, I'm stuck in the coffin, a.k.a. the studio.
Okay. So is there anything you want to know about Genoa? Otherwise, I go for a swim.
I'm jealous. Is it really hard to go shopping, though, and do all that because it's August?
Yeah, there's a lot of the barber here in front of the aquarium is closed, but he says it's on holiday for 10 days.
Really?
Yeah, there's a famous barber. He's the biggest barber in Europe.
Somehow I don't believe you. The biggest barber in Europe in front of the biggest
it's
aquarium.
You.
Too convenient.
Yes, so it's amazing. You know, really come to Genova.
It must be the connection. I can't. I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Andre, famous singer.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You know, can you speak a little more loudly? Because I'm really having a hard time. The connection.
I was saying that Fabrizio De André is a famous singer from Genova.
God, that's so weird. There's so much like reverb. That's
wait. Must be the
hold
wind.
On. Hold on. What?
It must be Catherine.
Marco, what are you doing in here? What you?
Hi, ciao.
Che Genova. I'm going to the beach. I'm going to eat the pesto and the focaccia. I'm here in front of the bar,
like
the biggest barber.
Quit doing the accent. I don't speak like that. And anyway,
speak like that.
I was just, you know, it's Ferragosto. I wanted to go on holiday too. I just want to, you know, what was it?
I hope you appreciate the kind of people I have to work with, Italian pod listeners.
Anyway, I was telling you about Fabrizio De André. Maybe at least we should play a little bit of a song of Fabrizio.
All right, I'm going to go chill out and calm down a bit. Bugiardo. Yeah, let's listen to Fabrizio De André. This is a track off of his album, Cruzza de Ma.
Mm-hmm. Cruzza de Ma.
It's hard to say because it's in Genoese, but it is a beautiful album. And here's a song from that album.
De muri, muri de maine, donde ne veni, tu vele cane, tenci tu du vali, na se mostrani, e a neta na punto, cote lo agu, e a monta la seu garesto dio, o diaule in se, o sega fetoni, ne shortimo da uma, pesci vai o se da odria, a fontana di cum, vita cade pria. E andare, e andare, e andare, e andare, e andare, e andare. E intacca de pria chi che saia, e intacca d'udria con nulla mai na.
Hello, Catherine, can you hear me?
What are you doing in the other studio, Marco? I already discovered that you were next door.
There's an email you can write to, it's italianpod@praxislanguage.com.
Great, thanks.
Because I'll be away traveling in Italy, so if you want to reach me, you have to write me an email. I cannot open the mobile, turn on the mobile all the
time. Glorious holidays in the studio down the hall with Marco De Mutis. Thank you. All right, so check out the website at timepod.com. If you have questions or comments, please leave them there for us to read and to answer. We love it when you have stuff to say or at least questions for us to answer. So
jellyfish.
Italianpod.com.
Jellyfishes are beautiful.
Ciao tutti.